wait an hour, like the gentleman said earlier.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. I quit Pictona. I'm not going to go down there and spend all that money, go all that distance down there to wait when I can come over here on a reservation time that lasts an hour, gets my blood going, has me exercising. And then we come over here, we get a 4-1 vote going to city council. Well, I was on the city council of Port Orange. I know about votes. It shouldn't go farther than this right here. It's a dead issue. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're just an advisory board,
yes,
sir. I'm sorry. We don't make decisions. We're just an advisory board.
We don't even get paid. We're volunteers.
We're volunteers.
Oh, you don't get paid?
All right, let's move into, before we move into 7C, let's move into 7B part 2, which was the discussion about additional courts. I would like to make a motion that we look into the cost of painting the tennis courts to make that a dual sport court.
I was going to say that. I second it.
All right, let's do a roll call, please. Yeah. As a dual sport court, right.
Okay. Ms. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Keith?
Yes.
Ms. LaVar?
No, because I don't think that's the issue.
Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Ms. Finch?
Yes.
That's okay. I think we had one no and everybody else yes. Was that correct?
You're not having fun, Deb?
No, I'm not. All five of you.
Yeah, it passed.
I think I did.
Yeah.
Motion passes 4-1.
Yes. All right. Thank you. I think personally that would help alleviate. I personally don't want to. I feel like we've gone around in circles already to discuss other court locations in town. I do think that would help kind of ease up a little bit of the pressure, hopefully. Not obviously be a solve-all-problem situation, but I don't think anyone is ever going to get to that point ever. So we could just do our best and forget the rest.
May I?
Sure, please.
Just before the masses start leaving, I wouldn't just encourage anybody who feels that some of the requirements of state and local governments, because they affect us directly, are too onerous. I would really encourage all of you to go into the Federal Register when the Department of Justice puts out a proposed notice of rulemaking saying, hey, we're going to tighten up these regulations and make them more stringent on local governments. They do take feedback from the public, and they do actually take that into consideration. They put out proposed rulemaking, and they've actually brought it back before based on public comment. And so if you think something with ADA or any other agency rulemaking that would have a direct effect on local governments that we would have to adhere to, I would really encourage you all to just leave a comment and say, federalism should, rule out, and we should be able to assess these matters on an individual basis because we know our town. So, and
how would a person with a disability do that?
That is up to them. But they are required to offer. They would have to figure out a way to ask for a reasonable accommodation in order to leave a comment.
And they have to figure out a way to ask for an accommodation here?
I'm sorry?
You said they'd have to figure out a way to ask for the accommodation.
To provide an accommodation, yeah, so if anybody's requesting.
So they would do that for us, too. They could ask for an accommodation.
Right, and we would have to give that to them.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. I'm confused because if no one's asking for anything, I mean, it's on the computer to go and make that comment.
Right.
But it's back to where these people can't use the computer.
Right. And so
do they have an ADA? Do they have a way to help those people?
Yeah, they do.
What is it? Can we use that?
I'm sorry?
What is it?
they have an online coordinator.
They can't use online.
Accepts requests.
No, I mean for a person with disabilities that can't use a computer.
Right, and so the person, they would call the ADA,
they're deaf, they can't hear.
Well, that's what we're having them look into.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
It depends on, give me the disability, I suppose, but I'm not familiar with every disability under the sun. So if they're deaf, then they could have an reader.
I'm just trying to make a stupid comparison.
Right.
But I think that looking at, like, we asked to, you know, look into... You know,
yeah.
Some call center, online chat, something that would accommodate and make the reservation system equally accessible.
Yeah, I was just saying the federal government. I was just...
I think there is a difference, too, between a reservation system and requesting a comment or an agenda packet. We do have our clerk, whenever there's a reasonable modification or request for that, they can provide different ways to provide that agenda packet. It's different when you're talking about a reservation system.
No, I meant to make a comment on a federal site.
Let's move on to our new business.
Yes, let's do.
Since we've, I think, checked all the boxes on 7B. Did we miss anything else? Okay, moving on to Timaquan Oaks Garden potential improvements. I'm so excited to hear from Miss Alex with this these options. Thank you.
Thank you. In September and November of 2022, two hurricanes made landfall in Florida, creating a severe impact throughout our coastal town. Timaquan Oaks Garden was one of these areas, and I depicted those pictures in my staff report. There have been previous discussions among this board suggesting a preference to not rebuild the pergola. Suggestions for other park improvements have been made, including additional benches, a paved walkway to the boardwalk, butterfly plants, and more shade trees. Staff submitted the Timaquan Oaks Garden pergola for FEMA reimbursement, and the town is anticipating a reimbursement for this item in the amount of $14,640. Staff is requesting a recommendation from the board on whether to rebuild the pergola within the park or to budget for other improvements within Timaquan Oaks Garden next fiscal year 24-25.
I have a question. I'm sorry. But if they gave us money to build the pergola, don't we have to do that?
They are giving money for a reimbursement. So if we don't want to do the pergola, we can do it for different things.
That's okay?
Yes.
Okay.
We've discussed this before. I kind of feel like putting up a pergola is just, you know, talking about Mr. Disher is, you know, assessing risk. You know, something that's a structure that could go airborne in a hurricane that really doesn't even serve like a shade purpose. I mean, that to me was always bothersome about the pergola, but I do love the jasmine that vined it. And those jasmine plants, I believe there's two that are really good and going strong, do need something to attach to. I've heard from a few people on the adjacent street that have said that they would like to see the pergola go back so that the jasmine could climb on it. I personally would rather see the jasmine plants maybe moved to the gazebo so that they could climb over that. Or, you know, if we do put that money towards a structure, at least something that would provide additional shade. But I do like the ideas of moving the jasmine to the gazebo to climb, using that money to provide for more benches and provide ADA accessibility out to the boardwalk. And I did a little bit of research about that. And instead of hardening that one pathway, you know, because if you're familiar with Timaquan, it's cemented to like the end of the dirt and there's that little loop and you could take the boardwalk out to the water, but there's that, I don't know, a couple hundred feet-ish that are sand. So I know a neighbor of mine cannot access the boardwalk or the pier due to that accessibility, but there are these more pervious structures that are called beach access mats, and I meant to send it to you, but I just found it today, and I've been working also and doing all this life, but I think that might be something that would be a possible alternative because I think if we harden it with like cement, we might get into something that's a little bit more expensive, you know, where this seems like it's a lot more portable.
Because they use them on beaches sometimes too.
Yeah. Am I allowed to pass something around for looking? Is that... Does anyone want to pass around my picture I found? It was just called the beach access map, but it's
nice.
It seems like a possible alternate, but that was just my two cents. Yeah, oh, thank you. That's a perfect idea. The picture being passed around is a beach path that has a hardened pad called a beach access mat out to the beach. So it's kind of like an alternate to creating a hardened concrete ADA accessible mat. Which, gosh, we just have a theme tonight.
I've seen those.
I had not seen those before, so I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah,
how does it stay down? It just stays down?
Absolutely. I'll send it right now.
Stacy, how does that stay down? Is it just laid down?
I was not able to figure that out at all. I just thought it might be like something interesting to include in our conversation. Anyone else have any thoughts on improvements? Thoughts on how we could spend the money?
I agree with you as far as not to rebuild the pergola and spend the money elsewhere.
Yes.
And something like that I think is wonderful.
Yes, and I don't think we need a roll call for this.
I don't think so either. Do we need a roll call?
I think we need a motion.
Oh.
No.
I make a motion.
Or do we need a consensus?
You can provide consensus.
Okay. So I think overall it seems like we want to move away from the pergola and use that funding for seating and possible access to the pier.
Could you put on the gazebos for it to climb those trellis, or what's it called?
Jasmine? I think they'd transplant quite
boards?
Well.
So they can crawl up it.
Yeah,
I think it would make the neighborhood happy because they do look. I have seen jasmine as a ground cover, but I think you really have to train that initially to do that. And these kind of look sad because they're like, we want to be crawling, but they're, you know, just they are sad. I feel bad for them. I try to give them a little vining structures. So. All right, we're going to make a motion?
No, we have
not. Oh, well, that's right. We're just doing consensus. Thank you.
Just to confirm, the consensus is no pergola and the researching the possibility of beach access similar to the picture that you will be sending us.
Yeah, and maybe seeing if they could transplant those jasmines.
Transplant jasmine.
Yeah, if that would be possible. All right. Any public participation on any other matters? We're going to move down to item 8. All right, and any other board discussion, item 9, or staff discussion?
You've had enough.
All right, well, I will adjourn this meeting at 7:43 p.m. Thank you guys all so much
for
your comments and your time tonight.